This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the Newburgh City Police Department now has an electronic system to precisely identify the location of gunfire. The ShotSpotter system has microphones covering about 3 square miles of the city to provide real-time information to the police department. Audio data is analyzed instantly. Lieutenant in charge of the department, Aaron Weaver, said the ShotSpotter technology is, quote, just one more tool to help the city achieve greater gun violence reduction while getting dangerous weapons and criminals off the street, end quote. San Antonio, Texas police paid $270,000 to put ShotSpotters in parts of that city in 2016, but Police Chief William McManus said they are not renewing the program. Quote, the measure of success for the police department would be arrests and case closures, and we have not seen it at all. We've gotten 4 arrests, end quote, McManus said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News Network reports that a Dutchess County Legislature committee voted August 10th to table a term limits proposal. Under the plan, which failed 6-4, legislators, the county executive, and the county controller would only be allowed to serve for 12 consecutive years. Legislative Chairman Dale Borchert, a Republican, said, quote, the only reason to do this now is so that they can say they did this before this upcoming election. There's no other reason to do that. This is something that should be thought about, discussed, debated, considered, talked to the public hearing, end quote. Read the full story at the Mid-Hudson News Network website. And William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that town board members heard from local residents at a public hearing August 10th about a proposal to regulate electronic signs that change messages. Resident Arabella Colton said people want to know what will happen next on an electronic sign. Quote, human beings have an innate desire for narrative, for wanting to know what comes next, end quote, she said. Board members and the public discussed how distracting the signs are for drivers at the meeting. The proposal would ban flashing lights and moving backgrounds, also fading, scrolling, or use of animation. Signs could only be 20 square feet, and the message can only change after 12 seconds under the proposal. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.